The message, Caleb, different spirit, is the theme I'm going to serve, I'm going to share. We have read Numbers chapter 14, verse 13 to 24. Maybe I still have time to read one more time. One more time. The book of Numbers 14, chapter 14, verse 13 to 24. So if you have Bible, please turn to the page on Numbers chapter 14. Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear about it. By your power you brought these people up from among them, and they will tell the inhabitants of the land about it. They have already heard that you, Lord, are with these people, and that you, Lord, have been seen face to face, that your cloud stays over them, and that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. If you put all these people to death, leaving none alive, the nations who have heard this report about you will say, 'The Lord was not about, the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land he promised them on oath. So he slaughtered them in the wilderness. Now may the Lord's strength be displayed, just as you have declared. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now.' The Lord replied, 'I have forgiven them as you asked. Nevertheless, as surely as I live and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of these who saw my glory and the signs I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times. Not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their ancestors. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it.'" Some of you may still remember I preached a sermon in May, also on Caleb. I focused 6 verses. The first verse was taken from Numbers 14 in this chapter. And then the other 5 also was also on Caleb. And the sermon I preached in May, the theme was Caleb, the man, what with the Lord, follow the Lord wholeheartedly. I listed 6 verses. All focusing on Caleb. The first one is God commanded Caleb that he is wholeheartedly follow the Lord. And then second one is Moses, second one, then Moses. And then one is from Caleb himself. He testified himself for himself. And then the last one, the sixth one, was written by the author of Joshua. So this morning I'm kind of a follow-up sermon, in May. And today I give my theme, Caleb has a different spirit. It's taken from the verse 24. The Lord said, "But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly." Caleb has a different spirit. That's my theme for today. Different has to be a meaning in it. Different. we may ask the word, you know, what does it mean by different? If I ask you what is the meaning of different, that means there is a change, right? There is something not the same as before, right? So definition on different is something changes or something not the same. If the Lord says to the audience, my servant Caleb has a different spirit, that means he has a different, he has a spirit that is not the same, right? So this morning when I want to share with you, I want to share two points about the difference. One, when I ask, what is a different spirit of Caleb? It might mean Caleb has a different spirit from his past. So the current spirit is different from his spirit of the past. So I'm going to share this with you. And then if time allows, I want to share another very important point. The difference between Caleb and the other 10 spy leaders. If you have grabbed the whole picture or you have read the Bible, you know, this is from the spying of the land of Canaan. The 12 spy leaders, they went into the land of Canaan and then they came back. But the other 10, they have a bad report. Wow, the man was so great and so powerful, we cannot conquer the land. So that means Caleb has a different report with them. Caleb has a different report. So I hope time allows. If time does not allow me to share the second point, I will save it for my third sermon, okay? So the theme for today is Caleb has a different spirit that's different from his past. God commanded Caleb having a different spirit. God commanded Caleb has a different spirit. Different from what? Different from his past. That means we have to know about the past of Caleb. When God commanded Caleb has a different spirit, God commanded him, yes. In the book of Numbers, how old is Caleb? Or how old was Caleb? Anybody give me an answer? 85. In the book of Numbers, he's 40. Yeah, but 40 years later, yeah, he was 85. He said, he told the audience, he told Moses, now I'm 85, I still have the energy, I'm still vigorous, I can fight, I can claim the land. Okay, so in the book of Joshua, he was 85. But in the book of Numbers, he was 40. He was 40. 40 to me is very young. That means I'm 69, about 70, yeah. Yeah, the 40 in my age was my brightest, or the prime, maybe the prime is the right word, huh? Yeah, when I was serving God. Okay. But how many of you know, Caleb, when he was born into a slave family. 40 years ago, you know, that means when he was born in a slave family. Because by that time he was in Egypt. Okay, he was in Egypt. He was born into a slave family. That means He has to work day, every day, to hard work. I don't think he has education, or Egyptian education, at least, as a slave family. I think when he grew up, he knew nothing about God, I guess. Yeah, just imagine when Caleb was born into a slave family. I think he must be very poor. No education, no God. Well, you must argue with me why. He is Israelite. Yes, he has some concept about God, but what I mean is the family tradition, the oral tradition, the oral teaching taught Caleb that their ancestor, that means their ancestor Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and after Jacob, they moved from maybe Palestine to Egypt, right? Because of famine. And then they were very prosperous. Their population grew, the Hebrew population grew and grew and grew, and thousands, tens of thousands, until the Pharaoh said, wow, the population of Israelite was so much, was so many. Yeah, it's a threat to the Egyptians. So they have to be slaves to work. Until I think in his age of 40, or before 40, what happened? What happened? I think one day in their community, they heard one thing very strange or very extraordinary. They heard someone called Moses. Caleb never knew Moses, right? Suddenly, a man called Moses appeared to the people of Israel and tell the people of Israel that Moses assembled or called all the elders, the 12 tribes of elders. 12 tribes, yes. Those elders, you know, come, and Moses delivered them a message. What message? The Lord, or God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, told me to come and give you deliverance. Yeah, all the people of Israelites will follow me to leave Egypt and go to a promised land with flowing with milk and honey. Wow! Moses never heard of this man, right? So when the Lord said, Caleb has a different spirit, that means this spirit must be matching with God's spirit. But when we trace back Caleb, when he was born, he knew nothing about the faith of Abraham, or the faith of Isaac, or the faith of Jacob. You know, they've been in Egypt how many years? Over 400 years. I think they have a faith, but the faith is not personal faith with God, right? So how Caleb's spirit be touching or connecting to God's spirit? So I want to ask you the question, so when will Caleb, or when did Caleb has that kind of a spirit that came to know the Lord? No Sabbath, no religious rituals. They might have family gatherings every week for a meal or something like that, you know, relatives. But they did not have the knowledge about God. I don't think they have it. They did not have Passover. Passover was after when they were in the wilderness, right? They have no feast, no ceremonial practices. So his birth, his teens, his growing up, nothing to do with what I say is religious. But the man came to tell them, Moses came and told them, follow me because the Lord or Yahweh or Jehovah sent me to deliver you, all the people of Israel, to escape from Egypt. And I will be leading you to a land God has promised. And therefore, in the book of Exodus chapter 3, Moses, he said to the Lord, well, if I go to the people and the people ask me, what's the name of the God or the God you are talking about? And God revealed also in that chapter, my name is I am that I am. Yes, I'm eternal. I have no name, but if you just want me to have a name, just call me Yahweh. Actually, Yahweh has no sound, okay? The people of Israel can leave Egypt and go to a land called the Promised Land. That's the Lord promised them. But anyway, Caleb, together with all the Israelites, they were the first time to hear the Lord or Moses. And through Moses, they know something about God, right? I think this is the very first time for Caleb. But it's only the beginning. What happened later after Moses' proclamation or summoned these people and told them that the Lord will ask him to lead the people? What happened after that? We know that Moses went to he went before Pharaoh and asked Pharaoh to allow him to lead the people to go to the wilderness for 3 days just to worship God, and then they will be back after 3 days. You know the reaction of Pharaoh? No. You were not allowed to go, because if you go, who worked for us? Who worked for the Egyptians? So the people of Israel were not able to go. And then what happened? And then the signs and wonders start to perform in Egypt. You know, if you were Caleb, what happened, in your heart, if I were Caleb? Wow, Moses, this is incredible. I never heard a man telling us, we will be freed, we will be allowed, not by Pharaoh, but by the Lord, to deliver us and to lead us into a promised land. A promised land. Never heard of promised land, because 4,400 years they were slaves in Egypt. The only sphere they know is Egypt. Nothing outside Egypt. But anyway, The signs and wonders started. The first is the star became a snake. And then water of the Nile changed into blood. Imagine a slave working, 40 years old. All his life was in Egypt, just as a slave. Never see this wonderful sign or wonders. How come a star can become a snake? How come the water of the Nile changed into blood? The water is so important, right? Water is very important. I have to prepare a bottle of water here. If water changes into blood, that means the water is not able to be consumed to drink. That means, right? Of course, it's a short period of time. But anyway, Caleb, in his heart, will think, what a miracle, what a sign, never heard of. But it's the beginning. He doesn't know this is the beginning, right? After some days, I don't know how long, but the second, the flocks came from the river Nile and covered all the land. Flocks. Another sign. Wow. Frogs. For Chinese, it's good news because Chinese eat frogs. Wow. Free of charge. I don't know for the Egyptians and the people of Israel. But this disgusting, right? Running around, jumping all around. Frogs. For Caleb, also a new thing, never heard of. But Moses said, because Pharaoh was not allowing us, so the Lord will punish them. Wow, it's a punishment. Never heard of. What's the third? Gnats, G-N-A-T, gnats, and came on people and animals. Well, I don't think you like it. Anybody like gnats? No. Chinese don't like because we can eat. But it's terrible. Itching, I think. Hurting, especially children. I think Caleb will be surprised. I don't know what word can describe Caleb. And then flies, also very disgusting. When I was in Hong Kong, we have lots of flies. But I didn't know that UK also have flies in the summer. So we bought, I don't know what that called, just to kill the flies. Is that all? Is that all the signs and wonders? No. But Caleb didn't know how many will be there, just like a firework. The other day we have firework, right? Yeah, because Indian, they have a New Year or something like that. I don't know what feast or what occasion. In the evening, if some fireworks, from my neighbors. Wow, wow, wow. Caleb must be wondering, wow, will there be more signs and wonders? Of course there are plagues on horses, donkeys, and camels. Plagues, that means these cattle, they suffered. When these cattle suffer, that means the owner suffer, right? Yes. The owner suffer, that means the country suffer. The economy suffers, right? And what more? The boils broke out on people and animals throughout the land. Boils, that means is more personal, right? Yeah, flies or gnats, water, you know, is not personal. But it comes to boils, that means it's more personal. And hail and locusts and total darkness, one after one after one. What will Caleb think? What will he think? Wow, this God of Moses is such a marvelous God, right? Nobody in the land of Egypt can perform these miracles or these signs. Who can perform it? Oh, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, the God of my or our ancestors. Wow, this is incredible. The last one is the firstborn son after total darkness. Every firstborn son in Egypt died. This is very painful. I tell you, a very painful sign and wonder. Of course, God preserved the Israelites. The dying, the firstborn, no matter in the family or on the field, they were Egyptians, all right? But anyway, emotionally for Jacob, physically, and spiritually, Jacob must think about this God. The God performed so many signs and wonders. And then, after this, there is a word from Moses. Every family must prepare the last meal and then ready to leave. Wow. So quick. No more signs, no more wonders. No. 10 is enough. And then they prepare to leave Egypt. After 430 years in Egypt, they start the Exodus after the eating of the first Passover. This is Passover. That means angels will leap over and save the family. What happened in Caleb's heart? Wow. God is so majestic. I think there are more words to describe, but I'm so limited in English. I'm sorry for that. And then crossing the Red Sea. Was it wonderful? I think they never see a sea because they may be in the inland or they have some rivers. But crossing the Red Sea is also a miracle for them. Yeah. The sea water divided, people go, and then there were Egyptians, chariots, horses, warriors chasing them. These are the signs and wonders that gave Caleb great impact. If you were Caleb, will you? Got that impact? I guess so. 40 years old. Young man. Maybe he has a family, but maybe not married. I don't know. Now we have Aaron here. I don't know how old is Aaron. Maybe 40 years old. Same. Young family. Anyway, This is only the first stage. What's the second stage? The second stage, they were in the wilderness. What is the difference between wilderness and the land of Egypt? In Egypt, they're still under Pharaoh's rule. But crossing the Red Sea, that means they don't have any government behind them. That means they were on their own. But the signs, the wonders of God have not stopped. After they crossed the Red Sea, God prepared pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. During daytime, pillar of cloud protect them. During nighttime, pillar of fire also give them warmth, give them light. They don't have water at the place of Elim. 12 springs, God prepared for them for drinking water for the people. They have no food. God prepared manna, feeding the people, everyone, every day. They just to collect, you know, they just go out to collect manna. And then one extraordinary thing happened. A call from Moses that every person, every family, they have to prepare cleansing, to clean themselves. For what? They were at the Mount Sinai. What happened? They are about to be given the Ten Commandments. They have to clean themselves, everybody, but water is very scarce. That means water. That means you have to cleanse. That means you use a lot of water. But God prepared for them. Ten Commandments is very important for them because in Egypt, they have the rule of Egypt, right? But now they have a heavenly rule, a heavenly government, the Ten Commandments. New era has started. So for Caleb, I can imagine, wow, while I was, or we were in Egypt, we have seen so many God's wonders and signs. But now in the wilderness, God is still performing these miracles, another miracle. There is a battle against Amalekites. The book of Exodus, chapter 17. When Moses, the Amalekites came and want to kill the people of Israel. And Moses asked Joshua to find the male, the warriors, you know, fighters, to fight against the Amalekites. There's a battle. And always we focus on Moses. When Moses hands up, and then they win, right? And Moses down is heavy, heavy, and down. And then who win? The Amalekites. So people have to hold the hand of Moses. We all focus on Moses. Yeah, if there is a chance, I want to have another sermon on this, the war or the battle with the Amalekites. Because I want to shift the focus from Moses to the warriors, the fighters, you know. They really fight. They really win the battle. It's so important because if they don't win the battle, this is the end of the whole race of Israelites. The Exodus is in vain. And then Mount Sinai, giving the Ten Commandments. But another experience for Caleb is Aaron and his making of the golden calf. What happened to that? When Moses was in the mountain, for many days, you know, they didn't see coming back of Moses. So Aaron and the leaders, they made a golden calf. Wow! This is the first time to see the wrath of God. Because at the beginning of Moses' appearance, all the images about God was very nice, very merciful to the people of Israel, right? Helping them, leading them. But when Moses made this golden calf, God's wrath, outraged, and God killed how many people? More than 3,000 people. I don't know how many people Caleb's friend were there. But this instance caused Caleb recognized God is good. But at the same time, God is just. God is good. God gives life. But God also will punish. The last thing I think gave impact, great impact to Caleb, was building the temple. I think Caleb has seen a lot of temple, but all these temples were Egyptian temple. But now they have their own temple, the temple for Yahweh, for the God of their ancestors. So they offer everyone, you know, every family, they offer, you know, linens and threads and all this stuff that need to build the temple. And finally, the temple was established. And what happened to the offering of the temple? God's glory filled the whole temple. To Caleb, heart and to Caleb's spirit, it must be a great impact. So when I ask what these events meant to Caleb, especially his spiritual aspect, if you were Caleb, what these events meant to you? When I was a young man or young guy or young kid in the year of 1975. We have the first Billy Graham Crusade in Hong Kong. 1975, that is 50 years ago. I was 19. I attended. I was counselor. I was choir. 10 days in the Hong Kong Stadium, 20,000 accommodation, you know, the people can pack in this Hong Kong Stadium. I was one of them. Yes, the service start at 8. Around seven, you know, the streets were filled of young people, filled of people, just like a pilgrimage, all flowing to the stadium. I was so lifted in my spirit. Wow, I see so many Christians in Hong Kong gather together to have this Billy Graham Crusade. 10 days, you know, we are workers, so we have an extra day, the first day, not the crusade day, that means the day for preparation, I have to go to the stadium. It was, what a sight to me, still remember so vividly. I don't know about you, in your life, in your walk, Christian walk, what impact do you have that cause you, arouse your spirit? So when the Lord said, Caleb's spirit is different. Yes, he is different from his past. In the past, he did not know God personally. He might know a little bit about God from the mouth of his parents, that they have an ancestor, but long time ago. But now, he personally encountered God through Moses, through the wonders and signs in Egypt, also the signs and wonders, the miracles, the wrath of God in the wilderness. So I asked my question to myself, when did Caleb start to have a different spirit? It's found in the book of Numbers, chapter 14. If you have your Bible, please open to, again, number 14 of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 20 to 24. Especially, I want to read the verse 22 and 23 to you. Yet, because the reading of the first part is the pleading of Moses, Moses pleaded for the people of Israel. And then, verse 20, the Lord replied. Verse 20, the Lord replied, I have forgiven them as you asked. And then 21, nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth. And then number 22. 22 is very important. I want to read to you and explain it to you. Not one of these, or not one of those who saw my glory and the signs I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times. And then 23, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their ancestors. Not one, or no one, who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. So I go back to 22, verse 22. Not one of those who saw my glory. I stop here. Actually, everyone saw God's glory, right? Especially the establishment of the temple in the wilderness. Because God's glory filled the temple. Everyone saw God's glory, including Caleb. So, not one of those who saw my glory and the signs, I just mentioned the signs, right? In the wilderness, in Egypt, in the wilderness, I performed. Yes, all the people saw God's glory and the signs God performed in Egypt and in the wilderness. But who disobeyed? Except one, or except two, except Joshua and Caleb. So, chapter 14, verse 22, talked about why God said that Caleb has a different spirit. Means he really saw God's glory and saw the signs, and he obeyed. Changed the word disobey to obey for Caleb, because Caleb obeyed and trusted me many times, all the times. And therefore, God allowed Caleb to go into the promised land, because God has put an oath to that. In conclusion, I want to ask myself and also ask you, did God give us a spirit? Of course, God gave us, every one of us, a special spirit. Because we made from God's likeness. And God breathed a spirit into our soul. Everyone has a spirit. It's God's spirit. But maybe most of the times we just maybe ignore, maybe not really think about that. But I hope this sermon will be able to give me a chance, or give us, you know, a chance to think about what happened to our spirit. Our spirit weak now, or our spirit strong? Our spirit is in the condition of slumbering, sleeping, weak, or our spirit is still strong, awakened, fresh, still sensitive to God's spirit. I hope the Lord will have mercy on us, that, you know, we all have a fresh, sensitive spirit that God can use, or we can still hear the voice of God, or still see the signs and wonders of God. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Your word is so important. Your word is so worthless, so worthy, so important to us. We pray that, Lord, you will guide us, you will help us in our Christian walk every day. Yeah, we just want to have your command, like you commanded Caleb. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your word again. So we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.